Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and now from the Villiger Cigar Studio in Canada, John McTavish. How you doing, John?
You know, I'm doing quite well from the Villiger, Canada. Villiger Canadian, Villiger Great North. I don't know what to call it. We'll work on it. We'll workshop it.
It's called Villiger International Studios.
Villiger International Studios. And then I'll put on a British accent and people can make fun of me.
That's right.
Red, though, looks really good. I mean, the red really does. Really makes me think of McTavish and Canadians.
Yeah, it makes you look way whiter.
I didn't think that was possible because you need to put like one of those, you know, those blue blocker glasses that they give old people. You need to put on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that olive green shirt pops, man.
It pops.
Yeah, man.
All right. So today we're talking about the Aventura, the Royal Return Queen's Pearls Lancero. Cigar is 7-inch by 40 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalero William Ventura factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper and binder, both Ecuadorian and Connecticut. Filler is from the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, and Nicaragua. Price point is $15, and the cigar was released in November of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I didn't like it too much. First couple of thirds were average. Last third, I rated a subpar. But overall, I just thought it was a really... what I disliked the most about it was how dry it was. It was a lot of this like dry leathery finish, and just leather tones, like a lot of leather in general. But you know, it's still very like, I guess more that traditional Connecticut shade of like the hay, cedar, nuttiness kind of thing. But what it unfortunately did was lack sweetness, and it was just way too dry and leathery for me.
All right, Seth, what did you think of it?
I really enjoyed it. So I was getting nice cream notes, spices, earth, coffee, vanilla. Second third showed this like lemon curd quality, which was really nice. And it had like this tobacco-ness. And then the final third just was kind of showing more like dark chocolate, earth, cinnamon, spices, coffee bean, medium in strength and body. It's not a pretty cigar, but we can talk about that in the end. But a really good burn. Really good burn, but a funky draw. But that's kind of what I expect with this factory.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Throw some shade out at the end. You know, it's unfortunate because I did the review and then went to TPE and I got one, you know, from the man himself. And I was like, this isn't at all like the one I reviewed. So he's like, what do you think? I'm like, I said, this is good. What I meant is the one you gave me is good. The one that I reviewed that we purchased, I'm with June. I mean, it wasn't bad. I was just like,
you like the one that he gave you.
It was really good.
And wintertime in Las Vegas, dry ass Vegas.
That tells you how it popped.
You're swayed by his.
No,
it could have, I can see it smoking better in that environment.
Well, and it was,
he said it had extra time on it.
Yeah, it had extra time. And that was, I think, my third cigar of the day at that point. So it's not like I was smoking on a fresh palate. So if anything, that should have hurt it. But getting back to the one I reviewed, the one I don't want to talk about, I'm with June on this. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just kind of boring. I mean, you know, it's fine. It's like any other Connecticut that I've smoked. So it doesn't really stand out. I mean, it's kind of wood forward. It's got a little bit of bread, a little bit of sweetness, but like that doesn't really do anything for me. Second, third, again, kind of light bread, wood, sweetness, but there's no character and it just doesn't really grab me. And then the last third, bread, wood, and baking spices. And it's all kind of really mild. It's again, it's not unpleasant. It's just, it's got no character. For me, the burn was perfect. Ash held on well, 2.5 inches, and the draw was perfect, which is great. So I appreciated that, but, overall experience was pretty average. So today I'm Mr. Average. Aaron, what about you?
For me, the cigar started with toasted cedar, black pepper, and some mustiness. I got a bit of a cardboard note that joined in a bit later. Second third saw the toast level pick up a fair amount, and final third saw the cardboard note depart and a light floral note join in. Constructor was absolutely perfect on my cigar, which was nice. I think it was that way for all of us except for Seth. I thought the cigar had a nice start, but that cardboard and heavy toast note kind of took things down in that second third and kind of maintained that level the rest of the way. I like the first third. I'm kind of on the fence about it. It kind of straddles that line between good and average. And for me, the tiebreaker in regards to that is, I think, is the price point of $15. So, you know, if it was cheaper, I might come back to it. But at $15, it's got to be sufficiently good for me to say yes. So
you don't see a lot of Connecticut shades out there that's commanding higher price point in general. So.
That's tough. That's a tough. Yeah, that's a tough.
It's a little ball commanding.
Thing. Yeah.
It's also like I don't know about the rest of y'all, but when I want to smoke a Connecticut, I'm not going to go to a Lancero. It's not that I want a big ring gauge. It's just it's kind of too. Like a Lonsdale is fine, but the Lancero I think is just a little too much.
There's not enough girth there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even a little more with thickness.
Even with white, I need some thickness.
So getting the scores, we start at the top with Seth at 6.77. I was next at 6.10.
Holy.
John gave it a 5.75, and June gave it a 5.40. So Seth had that 6.77 matchup for you.
The measurement of that 6.77 was quite generous.
that's a hefty score there, Seth.
It started from the taint.
Yeah.
kind of stretch that score out a little bit there.
I would not buy the cigar again. It's really not an attractive cigar. Which I think really hurts this, really hurts that. And the price is terrible. And I hate the goddamn bands on these cigars. Like, it's like,
oh, you don't like that?
I think it's, I don't know. Oh. What, you like it?
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's still within the sort of, you know, whatever of cigars, but like when I took it off, I was like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't paper. This is like aluminum. And
it's really sticky aluminum.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You can crumple up. It kind of fucking pisses me off.
You know what? If I'm paying $15 on a cigar, Connecticut, I want an aluminum band. Let everyone out there know.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, enjoyable flavors, but not for what's involved in it. Yeah. Who's second, if anyone? Hey,
my 6.1 matches up well. I mean, it was a above average flavor profile. Perfect construction gets over the 6 mark. And usually the 6.1 is like right there for me, like yes or no, I'm going to go back to it. And, you know, price point just says no, but score is not horrible. I mean, if you get a Lancero that's got like that perfect construction, that's nice. But that cardboard note just kind of did a little bit for me to kind of bring it from being good kind of maybe throughout the entire cigar. So like John said, I also smoked this cigar that had more age on it at TPE and I did enjoy it more. So maybe it just needs a little bit of time. It needs a little bit of time to sit down and come back to it and see how it goes. All right, John, 5.75.
Yeah, for the one I reviewed, that matches up pretty well. And, you know, at 15, like, everyone said at $15, man, I mean, that's a tough nut for a Connecticut. And if it's a 5.75, that's going to be a no bueno for me. But the one I smoked in Vegas, that was getting into Seth territory. That was like a 6.5, 6.6. Cause I was like, this is pretty good. So I will smoke that one. But, the one that I smoked for review, I was like, man, I'm not impressed.
Surprised you 5.4.
It's not much data for me. Yeah, I liked it at least out of all you guys, obviously. By the way, what is the reference to the return, the Royal Return Queen's Pearl? What is that reference to?
Jack Sparrow. It's a Jack Sparrow reference.
I don't know enough about the
Jack Sparrow
pirate culture.
What is it? I have no idea. I was like,
it's a pirate. It's a pirate theme, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Because he's got the king's gold and the queen's pearls, yep. So those are what they've kind of got, and they got a lot of stuff around that kind of, you know, they got like the Conqueror and like other things in their portfolio. So they've got, it's like, you know, there's a whole theme around the brand.
The marketing is on point, and you know, if you enjoy aluminium, then you know you'll appreciate the craftsmanship in the band.
I wonder what the next one is like. Maybe the Prince's.
There's the Prince's, like, crown.
There's
the prince. Yeah, the Prince's nutsack. Or
no, there's a conquistador one. There's the one with like
Prince's
like a black and white black white band, right, Aaron?
Jules. I don't remember here, the color combination, but there's the Conqueror.
The Conqueror, yeah, which is like that's, and that's like a, has like a black color band or something.
I think the marketing's on point. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
But so maybe, you know, maybe the story here is buy a box and then set it down for a couple of years and you'll be blown away.
All right.
That's a big gamble off of
what we were
We at Developing Palettes do not guarantee that your result will be positive. Please do not send us an invoice. We will not pay it.
Yeah. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalettes.com. Follow us on social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you on the next one.
The Royal Jewels.